Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Let's just count the things you've got to do in the morning now. It's not just like getting up and getting your kids ready and going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like the Zoom calls and the distant learning
and
stories
laptop,
and the laptop and the chargers and where's the kids?
And just trying to live my life.
The dog and yeah. So luckily, Jess is so good at social media and she's just constantly scrolling through all the news feeds. And because of that, she brings you the top three most important stories for Baltimore every morning, 10 after. Jess, hi.
Hi. Private high school Archbishop Spalding and Severn will be temporarily returning to virtual learning today and Friday after two students tested positive for the coronavirus.
Man.
A letter to parents from the school's president stated that a number of students attended off-campus social gatherings over the weekend. Families were asked to self-monitor their children who may have attended the events. The school will conduct contract tracing and follow health department protocols.
I would love to talk to you. Name the school again. Sorry, we're new.
Archbishop Spalding and Severn.
I would love to talk to some of the parents from that school this morning. 410-583-1065. Is it one of those things where you're like, whew, like, that's really good because I want to keep my kids safe? Or are you like, dang it, they just got out of the house?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
410-583-1065.
Maryland is home to one of the top pizzerias in the country. According to the Daily Meal, the site for foodies recently released its list of the 101 best pizzas in America for 2020, and we made the list. The Daily Meal looks for sauce qualities, well-distributed cheese, flavorful crust, and an overall balance of ingredients. Coming in at number 80 on the list is Pizza De Joey. I feel like I have to be like, Pizza De Joey.
Hey, pizza De Joey.
Their use of local seasonal ingredients.
You can't say that. You can't say that with like a normal tone, you know? Pizza De Joey's? No, that's not. Hey!
Pizza De Joey's.
Don't you see Joey? Hey!
Go get their 12-inch monster slices, and they're super known for their buffalo chicken pizza. Pizza De Joey is at Cross Street Market on Charles Street, so go check that out. So, I told you yesterday how Cardi B filed for divorce after 3 years of marriage to Migos rapper Offset. Well, apparently, they're still living together. The couple is trying to stay friendly and still living together for their 2-year-old daughter, Culture, but they are no longer acting as a couple. A source claims that there doesn't seem to be a chance for reconciliation for the two of them at the moment. However, they are torn because they have such a deep love for each other and their lives are so intertwined. Cardi is seeking primary legal and physical custody of their daughter, Culture.
I just got done with my divorce. It's been like
it's been 2 years.
2.5 years, almost getting close to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that transition between saying like we're going to get divorced and getting divorced.
I can't even imagine them still trying to live together though for their daughter.
Luckily, I don't know what to say luckily. My wife just literally left.
we'll tell you guys about that on the Uncensored podcast, maybe.
She just left. But I think I'd like that better.
Mm-hmm.
Than having to live in the same house, see them every single day. I don't think there's a good way to do it, but I think there's some not so great ways to do it for sure.
Yeah, this is Jess, and that's your top three.
All right, it's Mix 106.5. Kramer and Jess, thanks for waking up with us. We'll do more trending stories 10 after the hour, every hour, on Mix. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. We're on Instagram at Kramer and Jess. If you're just trying to get to know us as the new Mix Morning Show, or day four? So as you're getting to know us, there's a few things you need to know. Jess has a boyfriend. They've been together for eight months,
almost nine.
He moved across the country for her. That's love.
Mm-hmm.
I am single, but not the fun kind of single. I'm the divorced kind of single.
Oh, stop it.
I always feel weird saying I'm divorced.
Why? It's okay.
There's still some shame, I guess, that comes with that word.
2 years after, it still feels weird saying that.
Just saying the word still feels weird to me. I don't know. But I'm just like trying to get my act together and get back out in the dating world. And I was married for 10 years, almost 10 years. So there's so many things about the opposite sex that I don't know. So when I see lists like this, I always run them by friends like Jess to be like, is this true or not? I'm kind of running by you this morning, too. So a list came out this morning. It's the three things that Baltimore guys can do to be more attractive.
Okay.
Number one is pet more dogs.
Yeah.
It says it's no coincidence that Instagram Hot Dudes with Dogs has almost 200,000 followers. It says 20% of women said that men instantly become more attractive mm-hmm. by having a dog. Thoughts?
Yeah, because when it's almost like if he pets a dog or if he like says a baby is cute, you're like, oh my gosh, he's so caring.
Ovaries start to be like, I want this. I want this like forever.
Yeah.
Honestly, so one of my dating profile. I think it's Hinge. I think one of my Hinge pictures is me with these two cute puppies.
Of course.
And they're not my puppies, by the way.
That's fine. It's called clickbait.
Yeah, okay. So you're okay with it?
I mean, it is what it is.
Talking about the three things Baltimore guys can do to be more attractive. I don't think if you're single, if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Listen, 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 it says. As everyone likes to be around people who make them feel good about themselves. Laughing at something that a woman said instantly boosts her confidence and shows that you care about what she's saying.
100%.
Yeah?
Whether if I'm like trying to be funny and even if I'm not funny, just laugh. And then also too, if I'm complaining about something, don't maybe help me find a solution later on, but first just let me complain and cry about it and don't try to fix it every time.
Every man, I think, feels like they have got the right solution for you. We just want to tell you.
Exactly. But then you make us feel like you're telling us what to do when really we just want a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
Number three is wear a shirt that actually fits.
100%.
It says a skin tight muscle tee isn't for everybody and swimming around in a jersey that's big enough to fit two Ravens players isn't doing you any favors either.
No.
Make sure your clothing is snug enough for her to get the confirmation that a human body indeed lies inside of them.
Right. It's almost kind of like when a woman wears too much makeup, right? You kind of feel like that if it's like, where are you? What's going on?
I feel like right now all of my clothes are a little too snug. It's that 2020 quarantine life.
That's okay, though. I also feel like we're in a time where we just got to give each other a little extra love.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of scared to get back in the dating world, especially here since we just moved here. I don't really know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in my peak physical appearance.
That's okay.
But I feel like there's that buffer of 2020 of like,
I feel like everyone should be allowed to be in workout clothes even if they didn't work out that day.
Yes,
and if like girls you don't want to put makeup on, don't do it.
Drawstrings, elastic. We're going to make 2020 work some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Mix 106.5. We are Kramer and Jess. It's good to get to know you guys. It's weird. But day four on the air.
Yes.
All of 2020 has just been a blur.
Yeah.
I'm like, what day is this? What week is it? What year is this? Follow us on Instagram, by the way, too. We're Kramer and Jess, Kramer with a K, to kind of get to know you guys. Hi, Stacey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Stacey?
My car, but I'm from Overly.
Okay. Very specific. We like that. We like that.
I just wanted to call you guys and say hey, and I'm really enjoying listening to you guys in the morning.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
It's been an interesting transition. It's been interesting. Listen, we get it. Like, you know, Reagan was here for so long, for 20 years on this radio station.
Right.
So I know like the transition's been not easy for some people, and we completely understand the loss of having him, but we're hoping to come in here and kind of create something fun to listen to. What have you enjoyed about the show so far?
You guys seem to have really great chemistry, and it's just, there's like a really good flow as I'm, you know, driving in the morning, and you seem to be getting a lot of hate, and I think that people need to knock it off.
Well, everyone grieves in different ways. But what we appreciate is comments like this, because some days just to be honest, we go home and we're like
crying.
I'm
crying. Not, you know what? I've been crying.
I'm not crying.
All right?
I'm more of just like, what are we doing something wrong? I don't know how to like make them love us here, but. You know, we're just going to keep trying our best, but comments like this really help. So thank you for saying that. Hey, what's something you could teach us about Baltimore really quick while we got you here so we can kind of become more familiar with the city?
Oh, gosh. I mean, just Maryland in general, there's so much to see and do. You know, within a couple of hours, you can be at the beach, you can be in the mountains.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great hiking places nearby, outdoor stuff before it gets too cold because I hear Jess doesn't like the cold.
Right, she's already,
scared.
63 this morning. Yeah. She's already shivering, so that may not be the best one. Is Ocean City where to go for the beach, though? Is that like the prime spot?
Yeah, Ocean City. There's some beaches nearby in Delaware, not necessarily Maryland, but they're, you know, kind of connected there. So there's a lot to see and do.
Well, we're excited to start checking it out. You know, COVID's kind of made things weird, but we can still get out, put our mask on, stay socially distant. We got it. But listen, we appreciate your call so much. Seriously, it means so much to us. So thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.